happy you've once again found the Doug Steffen Good Day Reality. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with the interesting news of the day, things to think about. Here's a question.
Yes.
Do you think the gyms ought to make an effort to make sure everybody is comfortable, even if it means asking those who are fit to cover up their bodies?
I have this friend, Jim, and he makes me very uncomfortable when he tells somebody how fat they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this is about a this is about gym intimidation.
Oh, gym intimidation.
I don't know if it's intimidation as much as there's a line of good taste. And there are certain things, no matter what your body looks like, that you should not wear. One, for example, is a Speedo.
Really?
I don't care if you're a smoking hot male model. Mm-hmm. Speedos, no. They're just not okay. And that's the same thing with those see-through yoga pants that girls wear.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a line.
I agree.
Because I admire a smoking hot bod. Good Lord, I'd be showing it off all the time. But you get it. There's a line of good taste. You know what I mean?
Really? Well, this is about a female bodybuilder who was at Planet Fitness Gym in one of their, I think it was down in San Diego. Where's Richmond? Is that south or north? Where's Richmond, California? Anybody know? I love it whenever
you're not. I think, I thought you were waiting for Ken because it was San Diego. I think it's Northern California.
Is it? Okay. So anyway, last week, the Planet Fitness Gym in Richmond, California, told one of the ladies who work out there, named Tiffany Austin, that she could not do her workout
Tiffany Austin
in the attire to which... Now, this woman isn't really even a bodybuilder. She doesn't look that outrageous. She looks like Michelle Obama. I would say that she's
so
pretty close
fit.
To looking like Michelle.
She's fit.
Got a toned body, right. But she is by no means muscular like some of the women and men bodybuilders that frequent these places. But unless it's a hardcore gym like a Gold's, this is a Planet Fitness is for wimps.
Gold's isn't hardcore anymore.
It isn't?
It's your mainstream gym nowadays.
Oh. Is it like Planet Fitness?
No, I think Planet Fitness is more like, is Bally's still around? They're gone, right? They got eaten up by somebody.
Bally's
like
got bought
Fitness.
Out, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
It all depends on where you join, okay? If you join a gym that costs you $15 a month,
yeah,
you're going to get this kind of stuff.
Right.
If
right.
you join a gym that costs you $45 a month, you're more likely to get people with a little bit more, some better taste.
Taste or bodies?
You know, with the Bally's type thing, you would get the younger, strutting it
yeah.
type folks.
Yeah,
and, you know, and over the years, they've created gyms to kind of cater to this. Like the ladies' fitness gyms, where it's women only, so they don't have to worry about men ogling them while they're on the treadmill or whatever. So they've tried this.
Yeah, so it's not social, because a lot of times it can be just a social spot.
Well,
yeah,
for
Bally's
a while,
was a meat
I think,
market. It was a total pickup.
Gyms were the sort of dating bars.
Oh, the 80s.
Yeah. All Absolutely. Right, so the company's website, Planet Fitness website, states that Planet Fitness wants everyone to be comfortable in an environment free of judgment. Members can relax, get in shape, have fun without being subjected to the hardcore look-at-me attitude that exists in a lot of gyms. So they have what they refer to as a lunk alarm that sounded if somebody is making too much noise, breathing too hard, dropping weight.
That is really annoying, by the way. The guy that goes, and he's got like a 10-pound dumbbell. Like, really,
yeah.
dude?
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Here, can I lift that off your shoulder for you?
4,092.
Yeah. Give me a break. Give me a break, noodle arms. Let's go.
All right. So then, what do we think about this woman who was told she needed to go somewhere else because her toned body intimidated other customers?
I'd have to see what she was wearing to fully judge her.
What the gym is saying is that they have a dress code, and she was there in basically like a halter top and short shorts. So they gave her a T-shirt and asked her to wear that.
Yeah.
And she got all
huffy.
Offended and uppity and stormed out.
Really? So that was, we made a whole bunch of nothing about something. A whole bunch of something about nothing.
Well, she got a free T-shirt. I don't know what she's complaining about.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
She actually benefited from the deal.
What did you start to say, Kenny?
Well, it depends whose side you believe.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a tank top. Arms exposed, shoulders exposed.
I mean, I see what she was wearing.
Midriff exposed.
Yeah, but she's got full pants on. It's not like she's wearing
a G-string.
That,
I mean, I don't think she's that sexy or hot.
I don't
think it's about her body, you pigs. I think it was because she was not adhering to the dress code.
She's got her midriff and her arms showing. She's got a long tank top on. It's not even a suggestive tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't get it.
I don't either, frankly, and much to do about it. But I think
but
it does
you
go on.
That's an important story to our attention.
I think there are some women who are intimidated, some men who are intimidated by some of the women bodybuilders who are bigger and stronger than they are. And that makes them uncomfortable. So then they go to work complaining about these women. They look like men. So what is that to you? What do you care whether they look like men or they don't look like men? How they just make you look like a wimp. And that's what basically people are upset about, I think. Anyway, as I read between the lines.
Doug, when you go to the gym, because I cannot put this into my mental image folder in my brain.
Really?
What do you wear?
I'm right with you, Rich. Do you have corduroy gym shorts, or what do we do?
Right. Do you wear the turtleneck, or no?
No. I have I wear usually a T-shirt and a pair of my son's hand-me-down trunks. That usually
trunks, like swimming. You wear a bathing suit?
No, they're gym shorts, basketball shorts.
But Brendan gave them to you.
Yes.
Do they go down to your knees?
So they're like Capri pants then.
They go down to my knees.
And they're like silky.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of like Under Armour, because Brendan would buy cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
cool
Brendan's also like 5 feet taller than you.
Yeah, that's true.
So they go down to your ankles. I'm not there to impress anybody. I'm there to do my thing and get out of there.
I want a picture. Of you the next time you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing the
CrossFit and
CrossFit thing,
and
right?
This is actually pretty funny. The gym is like three doors down from me. I'm a block off the Pacific Coast Highway, and the first block are businesses and restaurants and stuff, and there's this gym.
You drive to the gym?
And I walk from three blocks. Thank you. So Brendan has set up a basketball league. He's had basketball leagues for a long time. And he sets him up with his actor buddies and the people, the usual suspects that are hanging around here that like to play basketball. And so he wanted a ringer. And I said, well, it was the kid who's my trainer played basketball, championship basketball for North Carolina when he was there before he came out here. And so I gave him his name, and he looked him up. He Googled him. He said, yeah, get that guy. So I introduced the two of them last week in the gym to each other. And you'd think it was, not only March Madness, but how they're going to suck in some of these guys and have them bet on the games, apparently. And it's not money. It's like who's buying lunch or who's paying for the pizza or whatever it is. But they're so into this. They're both trying to outsmart each other, these pickup teams, by having ringers. So Brendan thinks he's very clever because he's got this kid to go play for him. And he said to me when he smiled as he drove away in his car, I was telling him about this kid. He says, yeah, we need a couple of ringers on my team. Is that the way these games are organized everywhere? They're all looking. I mean, there are a lot of adult basketball leagues, apparently.
You remember the movie White Man Can't White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah. Right. That was all about pickup basketball, wasn't
it? Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. And by the way, White Man Can't Jump. 888-3
for yourself.
2-3.
I've got a whole 12-inch vertical leap, brother.
Really, Richie? Congratulations.
I'd like to see that into a new atmosphere.
All right,
man.
So two pictures. One of Richie jumping and one of me in my workout outfit. Okay, let's see if we can arrange that. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
All right, let's find out what's going on in the Midwest, shall we? Let's move from the coasts. Jennifer's on the coast with me and Kenny. Richie's on the other coast into the heartland, where a big discovery took place last week. You hear about these sorts of things, but you never really think they're going to happen to you, right? You read about these, winning the lottery, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Person sees a painting at a garage sale, pays $5 for it, and they discover it was painted by Picasso and worth millions of dollars.
Great. Ugh.
Yeah. All right, so this is the same story, only with an egg. A scrap metal dealer stumbled upon an incredibly rare Fabergé egg. The unidentified man, sensing the golden egg was worth considerably more than the $13,000 being asked, plunked down the cash. It isn't often wise to pay 13 grand for an egg, but in this case, his risk was worth the reward. Turns out the piece of art is worth $33 million.
Get out of town.
$33.3 million. The egg was owned by Russia's Tsar Alexander, seized during the Russian Revolution. One of the few original Fabergé eggs still known to exist. Kieran McCarthy, who's a Fabergé expert, verified the man's discovery, compared the find to Indiana Jones finding the lost ark.
Wow.
After he bought the treasure, he did some research online, found an article seeking the whereabouts of the egg. He sought out an expert, and voila! There it is. Instant retirement.
How do you...
God love the guy.
How do you even know it's a Fabergé egg?
Yeah.
I have such terrible taste. All I know is... Isn't
there a movie about this? There's been at least one movie about
it. But, I mean, a Fabergé egg, it's not like it's a...
It's big.
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah, and believe me, it doesn't have a label, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, it's not signed.
$33 million he pays 13 grand for it. How many people want to invest 13 grand, get back another $33 million? Raise your hands, please.
I'm in.
There you go. Sign 30. Up. Wait a minute. 21 after.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
To review the top five songs from this week in 1977, for those of you who are listening and dancing to the very thought of having the Good Day program in your ear for a substantial amount of time. By the way, don't forget the podcast one episodic adventure continues every day. Podcast one, one.com, where you can listen to the whole program from stem to stern without the commercials, the music, the news, and all that sort of thing. Just the thoughts in our conversation.
All right, good stuff.
Podcast one.com. Okay, Thelma Houston was at the number five spot during this week in 1977 with Don't Leave Me This Way. Remember, this is the disco era. Crank it up, Richie! It's about the only... Richie will like this song and the number one song. The rest of them he'll have no little or no use for.
I'm not a... This song doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Thelma Houston?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you're okay.
It's there.
The next one will, however. Number four...
Yeah.
Who
makes you think that? Soft and gentle, just like McFadden.
That's right.
David Soul is one of the guys that you'd like to take into a dark alley and beat him for a couple of reasons.
No, you don't. We don't exist. We don't do
that. Well, he beat his wife, so he deserves a whooping just for that. And then this song. Yeah. That's the other reason.
Had it in him to beat his wife?
Yes. Don't give up on his baby, because I got a whooping left for you.
All right, so that was number four from this week in 1977. Number three. Now, see, I like this. I always like that.
They sang this at karaoke when I was there. Yeah.
That I would pay to see. I've never seen you do karaoke.
No, I didn't do it. They did it.
Kenny hasn't weighed in on any of these, and I always like him to sort of settle things down a little bit.
No, I got no use for any of these.
Are you for any of them?
But when you look at the five, okay, David Soul is extremely distracting.
Right.
ABBA and Thelma Houston are just like, okay, they're there. The next one.
Richie's going to get him.
Yeah, it's the one where I would drive my car into a bridge abutment if it came on my radio. These are the top five worst songs of the 70s, everybody. Welcome in to the Good Day Show.
You can get this collection here and nowhere else. And wait, that's not all.
Probably the next one's actually a good song.
You can see a picture of Barbara Streisand in her all-togethers if you buy it now at 888-302-3684.
We'll throw an Ginsu knife to be able to slit your wrist with. Don't order yet.
This is evergreen, but
all right, let's get to
number
one song. Actually, good stuff in this list.
All right, number one, the duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates with Rich Girl. Crank it up now, Richie.
Yeah. You can rely
on the old man's money. I play this a lot on K-Earth. I got to go off a little bit on the state of music radio today and how I don't have, what do you call it, satellite radio. I don't have Sirius or XM. Meredith ordered it in her new car, so I'll be able to listen to it. And when I get rental cars, I often try to get it because I like to listen to 50s, 60s, and 70s. But there is nothing on the radio that gives me more pleasure. And this sort of goes back to my roots doing this sort of thing. And there's nobody else doing. I can't tell you that in Boston, New York, I don't know about Washington, Richie, because I haven't listened to...
There's no oldies station. Off there's the, classic rock right. station, but
there are no good jocks.
Stations.
There are no good jocks.
You know, and we're a little inside here, but why most major markets don't have a big, booming oldie station with up-tempo jocks that people...
Especially now that the oldies are in there playing 80s music.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's fun.
You know, people that are 50 to 60 and older are going to listen to this stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is that advertisers don't
want
to pay for it because those people are set in their ways. They're not going to get them. They bought Del Monte vegetables for their whole life, and they're not going to change. Darn it.
The best jock for my money is Charlie Tuner.
I know you love him.
You turn on the radio. Yesterday at 10 o'clock, I hit the button because I knew he was going to be there, and he didn't disappoint me. He came right out of the chute with This is Charlie Tuner on K-Earth 101.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, or do I need to be more explicit? It's after, not after. After the hour, yes, 27 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, no Roberta Fasanelli. That's how we, if we can get, what is it we have? If I get an 80% show, then that's
pretty good, right?
Yeah, once in a while we get 100%, but not always. So the big things going on today, the plane. And the theories.
Boss, deplane.
Yeah. They just are continuing to find different items. There's a new revelation. Apparently now, the thought is that after examining once again the aircraft communication system, the plane was headed toward Beijing, which is where it was supposed to be going in the first place. So what does that do to all of the video you saw for the last week of the plane getting to a certain point and then taking a left-hand turn and it's out over the ocean over there. Do you know how much time and money have been wasted on planes flying all over the place trying to find this thing? And now it's
been a lot of the U.S. Navy spent $2 million. Yeah. So far. As of Friday, they had spent $2 million for the search so far.
Had a good use of your tax dollars, 888-302-3684. Kenny's going to have an update of what some of you are saying comment-wise on our social media. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. You have a question?
Well, at a certain point, when you spend X amount of money, why don't we just go, you know what? It's gone. Oh, bye-bye.
Yeah.
But then you think...
But is that fair to the family?
Well,
why
let
is it
the family pay to... Yeah, I mean, let the family pay to recover. I mean, why are the Americans paying $2 million? We have three passengers on there. How much are the recovery of three bodies worth?
There's the question. Richie has now dropped the bomb.
How much are the
deaths of three Americans worth? Is it worth $2 million to find out what happened to them? 888-302-3684.
It is, but somebody has to ask it. And why should the American taxpayer...
Right, I agree with you. It's not our airliner.
All right,
now,
next.
If this were American, it would be our responsibility, correct?
It would be the responsibility of the airliner, not the American taxpayer.
There's the mess in rural Washington to talk about this morning. A muddy, dangerous mess. Hillside gave way north of Seattle in a town called Oso, O-S-O, another small town called Darrington. Off State Road 530, for those of you who live up there, you know exactly where this mucky mess is. Dirt, rocks, about a square mile of homes that have been wiped out, people in mud up to 60 feet deep. pretty perilous situation. A lot of rain up there along the river. And flooding has been possible because of all the rain. They've had a month of really, really, really heavy rain. So the soil is unstable. And as we earlier were saying, it's very inconsiderate of the mudslide not to have warned us.
Right.
The slide which occurred without warning. Yes, very inconsiderate. All right, but I mean, not making light of, again, 18 people I think are involved in this, or at least 18 are dead, and how many more are missing? Houses, 30 of them, just wiped out, covered up by the slide going down the hill. Imagine yourself living in that situation. Kind of reminds me of what people always ask here in Los Angeles, where I am, just off the Pacific Coast Highway. As you go up toward Malibu, there are all these cliffs and these homes on the top of the cliff with all of these brackets. Remember the movie, it was one of the Mel Gibson, Danny,
Lethal Weapon.
Legal, thank you. Remember the side of the hill when he hooks his chain onto the home of the bad guys with his pickup truck and he pulls it down? Yeah, that's a very dramatic example of what happens, though, with some of these houses. If they build them too close to the cliff and there's a lot of rain, goodbye. But this is an area that hasn't had this sort of a problem. But the rains there just shows you what global warming will do. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay, Mr. Obama is going to Europe, going to focus on something very important to Americans, the Ukraine.
Right.
The original meeting was supposed to focus on nuclear security and a meeting with the Pope. After all, if Russell Crowe can meet with the Pope, Barack Obama ought to be able to meet with him, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
So now the White House has to figure out ways to continue to punish Russia for what it's doing. And that's going to be effective how?
You know,
Americans will not be able to see Russian diplomats in America for a long time. That'd be tough.
Yes. Listening to a few news reports and reading a couple things this weekend, this Russia thing is starting to concern me a little bit.
Really? I would say. Why is that?
Well, over the weekend, it was reported that they are sending naval ships down to their friendly countries in South America.
Yeah.
So Venezuela, Ecuador, and Cuba, where they're going to have ships parked there. Mm-hmm. And that countries where America has had to kind of back out of, they're kind of sliding in troops and consumer goods.
And what do you think, they're going to send troops up from there to take over America?
I think that America's economic and military stronghold on the world is weakening, and China and Russia are seeing these openings and taking them over. And there's a big concern that over the course of the next decade that China just might slide into here economically, and Russia might slide into here economically and militarily, and all of a sudden we have this big China-Russia versus the U.S. economic and military kind of game of, what was the game where you had the militaries all over the world?
Risk
game going on.
Hmm. And so what the conclusion is?
The conclusion is that if you just let China take Ukraine and we go, no big deal, add that to Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, and any other country. Poland is worried about things right now, so we're sending more troops to Poland. What does this end up being in a decade? It ends up being that China has this Soviet Union that is all over the world.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And it's something we have to think about now by possibly economic sanctions or maybe even troops into Ukraine to help them secure their borders.
Mm. And that gets us what?
That gets us not having a communist country running two-thirds of the world.
Yeah.
Communist countries.
Have heretofore run two-thirds of the world, and they didn't do so well.
Well, they're expanding their reach.
Uh-huh. Why?
Is that okay with you, or do you want to take your libertarian view and say it's not my business and it doesn't cross my border?
I don't think, under the circumstances, I think we have been, there's always these bad guys in the woodpile, There will always be bad guys in the woodpile. How many of them are we going to chase around? And is it really for the benefit of protecting us or the benefit of the military-industrial complex that we have all these heated... I mean, these guys have the same military-industrial complex. They're motivated to make money the same as everybody else. So they go, they got a lot of these ships. Okay, let's send them over there and rattle everybody's swords. We'll sell more guns, ships,
but
planes.
Right now, we're the big daddy on the economic front.
So who's to say this isn't a big conspiracy and behind the scenes, they're all yanking everybody's chain? And they're laughing all the way to the bank. Be interesting to see who Obama goes to.
I just want
to
know who controls the bank. That's what I'm concerned about.
There you go. One more. Yeah. That's yet another.
I'd rather our guys control the bank than their guys.
No question about it. All right. Speaking of that, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings sounding off about the biggest internet service providers demanding fees. Jennifer, this is your story. To ensure quick delivery of content from them and other data.
Right. What's been happening with cable is that, let's just take Comcast Cable, for example. Comcast Cable just had to sign an exclusive deal with Hulu and Netflix because they're saying, well, since you're competing with us as a cable provider, we might provide our customers with a little slower speed when it comes to streaming video so that they're not going to be happy with your product so that we look better. So now Hulu and Netflix have paid Comcast to ensure that the internet speed they deliver to their customers is up to snuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that, boys and girls? So, when I sit down and watch House of Cards, I haven't seen that yet because I don't know how to get it.
See, this is a part of net neutrality.
Right.
Explain that. Net neutrality is just this exact same thing. Net neutrality says, listen, everybody should have equal speed and equal service no matter what the content is. Because otherwise, these big companies might come in and say exactly this. You're competing with us, and we don't want your customers to get as good of service as our customers get, so we're going to slow down your customers. Or Walmart says, you know what, Bob's Hardware Store over there isn't as big as us, and when people search Bob's Hardware Store versus Walmart.com, we want their speed and their access to be better for Walmart than Bob's Hardware Store. So please.
Yeah, they're making certain sites more attractive and easier to use, more functional.
Right.
Good job, Richie. Thank you for that
for you, Dudley.
Analysis. Right, we have analysis paralysis.
So, can you repeat what net neutrality is?
Can I?
Yeah.
No, I'm just actually
typing an email.
I'm really careful with this.
That's what I thought.
Meredith. I have a quick few
That's
seconds.
Exactly what I was doing. Right. I have
Send
thought
it
I was
to
doing.
Richie.
I love you.
Yeah, I just sent a note to Meredith.
All right. Okay.
I couldn't explain.
We would like us to do an Eastley Farm calendar. And she also said that Mitt Romney warned us about Russia and Obama laughed about it.
Yeah, Romney Nobody did. And so did Sarah Palin, both of them.
There you
she's
go. Sarah right Palin, by the way, is running for the Senate.
And she
I'm not
should.
Sure what state she's running. Do we know what state, Kenny?
Has to be Arizona or...
If you haven't seen that video of Mitt Romney bringing up Russia and President Obama mocking him for it, it's disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you guys voted for him. But the problem is, I just sent back to the kids who voted for Obama don't know from nothing about any of this stuff, and they didn't care. All the people who voted for Obama know.
They wanted to feel good about themselves.
Never mind. I was going to go down.
Well, let's not go there, but it's just, you have to keep an eye on this stuff.
3023684. Jennifer, give us a report on the television, the situation at CBS with the death of Will Gardner.
Yeah.
And also, we have a story at DougSteffen.com about how viewers slammed CBS for the coverage of the Kansas-Stanford game.
And forget that. I have news about your favorite band, Coldplay. I have news about William Shatner, and I have renewals, all kinds of good stuff.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to combat wrinkles, facial lines, without nasty Botox or surgery?
Yes.
Call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel, which will combat wrinkles, facial lines, no Botox, no surgery. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And when you call 800-543-9262, you can also count on them sending you a jar of that legendary wrinkle treatment called Esotique. So you get your whole face all fixed up. Man, I can just feel it now on my face. And it doesn't feel like anything greasy. It's a funny serum in the sense that it doesn't leave any film or no, it doesn't even feel like water. It's just amazing. And that's how it goes to work on the bags, the buffiness, the lines, and all the things in your face that you want to clear up and clean up. 800-543-9262. Very, very popular product. It gets rid of wrinkles, facial lines, puffiness, bags, all that good stuff. Or bad stuff, I guess. It's the good stuff that gets rid of the bad stuff. And it's available now at 800-543-9262. Make sure you mention Doug Steffen for the special deals, shipping, all that good stuff. It's a way for you to really, in the morning, look at your face, give yourself a smile. I like that. I like that look. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I'm like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Adams, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
All right, so to underscore, after you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. You'll go from that feeling of gut burning, gut bloat, to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Jen, Jen.
Dougie.
Right, so we have Will Gardner getting shot and killed last night on an episode of The Good Wife. I don't know what else you can say about that, except there is just unbelievable.
You're very upset. See, I don't watch this show, so it's not a big deal.
I'm not going to be able to see it until the reruns this summer, because when I'm here in California, it's too late for me to stay up and watch.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a rerun. All right, so...
All right, so you want to hear about Coldplay?
Sure.
All right, your friends, because you love Coldplay.
They're not my friends. I just happen to like them.
You like them. Well, Chris Martin, he's the front. He's also the husband of Gwyneth Paltrow. He's going to be joining NBC's hit show, The Voice.
Right.
He's going to be an advisor to all four of the coaches' teams on the competition when it goes into the battle rounds, which starts next week. Is that March 31st? I don't even know what day it is. He'll appear again on the show on April 1st and
right,
April
7th. So why
7th.
Did all these people take to Twitter to slam CBS for the coverage of the Kansas-Stanford game?
Why did they do that?
Yeah, why
well, because Stanford bounced the second seed Kansas team in the third round of the NCAA tournament on Sunday, and it shocked people. This was a big upset. With down 7
no.
to... What?
No. That's not why they get upset.
They show someone crying, right?
Right, yeah.
I was getting
there.
Yeah,
a little boy. It was a little boy who was crying, and they kept going back.
And they kept showing him crying.
And then later after the game, in the post-game show... When they went to the little boy and he wasn't crying anymore, so then they reran the video
of when he was crying. Right.
Yeah.
Opportunistic broadcasting. So they're getting slammed on Twitter, right, Kenny?
Yeah, yeah. Right. It was,
is that appropriate, by the way? Do we all think that they should have gotten slammed?
Yes.
For that?
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of dirt bags.
Dirt bags. Pierre, how dare you?
The dirt bags.
Right. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Weather. It certainly isn't helping in the search for the missing airliner, and there's more winter weather to deal with here. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. An Australian search plane has spotted what could be debris from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, missing for more than 2 weeks now. It was reported overnight that China had found some suspicious objects in the southern Indian Ocean that may be from the missing Boeing 777. Not long after that, Malaysian authorities confirmed that an Australian plane had noticed two objects, one round and one rectangular. The hope is these objects can be reached and retrieved before the end of the day. Bad weather isn't making the search for the plane any easier. Here's meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
Lots of cloudiness off the western coast of Australia, and it continues to extend out into the southern Indian Ocean. I would expect scattered showers and poor visibility.
That area of the southern Indian Ocean is notorious for some of the worst weather conditions on the planet. Meanwhile, back in the U.S., where the calendar says spring, but for many people, especially in the Northeast, it certainly doesn't look or feel like spring.
I don't see any daffodils. I don't see any tulips. Where are they?
Yeah, right over there. Those crocus, those poor little guys are peeking out of there, and I worry that they're just going to get slammed.
Those New Yorkers and all those crocuses are about to get slammed. Not exactly what you'd call a major snowstorm, but at this point, any snow is unwelcome. A system known as a nor'easter is headed toward the New York area from late tomorrow into Wednesday with strong winds, temperatures in the 30s, and anywhere from a dusting to 3 inches of snow. Long Island, where yours truly is stationed, could get a half a foot of snow. Here's what I have to say about that. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow fell 26 points, closing the week at 16,305. NASDAQ was down 42 points. S&P lost nearly 6. Prices at the pump. Let's check it out.
Fill it up, please.
According to the nationwide Lundberg survey of stations across the country, the average price of a gallon of regular was up 4¾ cents over the past 2 weeks to about $3.56 a gallon. That's the highest since last September. Gas analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices may soon begin to level off.
We have to look to whether crude oil or ethanol prices zoom up. If they don't, I think we have just a few more cents as retailers continue passing through the hike, maybe 2, 3, 4 more pennies, and maybe then the peak.
Or maybe not. It seems this year we won't level off until we reach $5 a gallon. Business at the box office over the weekend.
So am I supposed to thank you?
You're supposed to be smart.
The new futuristic thriller based on the first in a series of books, Divergent, number one in theaters with $56 million in its debut weekend. And finally, do you recognize this sound? You got it. The sound of NCAA men's college basketball tournament brackets being busted across the country. Yesterday, for instance, among the games to fill out the slots for the Sweet 16, you had 10th-seeded Stanford ousting number 2-seed Kansas. Afterwards, Stanford coach Johnny Dawkins talked about winning a game in which his team did not make one single three-pointer.
Not making threes is a surprise. I can't remember the last time we had another game we had made one. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not who we are as a team.
Yeah, what you are as a team is a bracket buster. Other games from yesterday included Kentucky ending Wichita State's perfect season with a 2-point win. Wichita State was a number one seed. And speaking of perfect, among the millions who filled out brackets for the Yahoo Sports Tourney Pick'em Pool, or the Yahoo Sports Billion Dollar Bracket funded by Warren Buffett, or even ESPN's Bracket Challenge, there are no perfect brackets left anywhere. In my own office pool, there are 110 brackets. My bracket is ranked at 109. Once again, here's what I have to say about that. In fact, I've been doing a lot of that these days. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.